With an update from cknewstoday.ca, I'm Miller Hill. This news is brought to you by AutoMotion, 505 Richmond Street in Chatham. A 28-year-old Chatham man is facing arson and attempted murder charges after a fire in Chatham that police say was intentionally set. Emergency crews were called to a building on Park Street at around 8 o'clock Sunday morning and found a tenant still inside who was unconscious at the time, suffering from injuries unrelated to the fire. Police say the man was rushed to the hospital where they determined that his injuries were also life-threatening. Investigators were able to identify a suspect and arrested him yesterday. He was charged with breaking and entering, attempted murder, and arson with disregard for human life. There's a new person in charge of helping Wheatley bounce back from a devastating explosion 2.5 years ago. Chatham Kent has hired Kyra Knapp as the economic developer for Wheatley's revitalization. Knapp has a background in tourism, branding, and marketing, as well as strategic planning. She'll be acting as Wheatley's ambassador, aiming to promote recovery and business retention and expansion there. The position is being fully funded by the province. Farmland prices continue to rise at a rapid pace. In Ontario, the average price of farmland increased by 10.7% in 2023 after increases of nearly 20% in 2022. In southwestern Ontario, farmland sold for an average of $23,000 an acre last year. And LCBO employees are calling on the government to halt plans to introduce more alcohol sales in grocery stores and in gas stations. Union members held rallies at MPP offices throughout the province ahead of the first round of bargaining this week. OPSEU member Billy Bridgewater says the sales outside of the LCBO threaten job security.
When they shop at LCBO, that all of that money supports public health and education within Ontario. When you shop at convenience stores and grocery stores, you're not supporting the province. Those profits go to the big grocers who do not need any more money.
Last year, the government received $2.5 billion from LCBO revenues. In sports, the Blood and Blades and Wheatley Olmsted Sharks opened their second round of PJHL playoff series tonight. The Blades will face the 73s in Essex. Meanwhile, the Sharks head to Lakeshore to play the Canadiens in the semifinals for the Stobbs division. In the NHL tonight, the Detroit Red Wings will wrap up a four-game road trip with a stop in Buffalo to play the Sabres. Montreal is hosting Columbus. And in baseball spring training this afternoon, the Blue Jays beat the Yankees 8-1, while the Twins lost 1-0 to the Tigers. Now for the forecast, a few clouds tonight and down to 7. Tomorrow you can expect another sunny day on the way with a high of 18. I'm Miller Hill. For more on these and other stories, visit cknewstoday.ca.